The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Irvin Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph brings a machloikis between Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Nachman, b'shel Torah, when we're dealing with a mitzvah min haTorah or an issa min haTorah, ein chazaka shliach oisa shlichusay. There is no chazaka that a shliach does in fact do his shlichus. B'shel Seferim, chazaka shliach oisa shlichusay. Rav Sheshes Omer, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh, Chazaka Shliach Oisa Shlichusay. If a person is b'mana a shliach, and the shliach accepts upon himself to do a certain act for the mishaleach, so the shaila is, can the mishaleach rely and assume that the shliach actually carried out the shlichus? Both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes agree that if the shliach was sent to do something which is a dirabanan, so then one can assume that the shliach did the shlichus even without checking back with the shliach to see whether he actually did the shlichus or not. However, by a d'oraisa we have a machlokes. Reb Nachman says that by a d'oraisa we cannot rely that the shliach has indeed carried out the shlichus, and one would have to go ahead and ask the shliach if he did. Rav Sheshes says that even by an issa d'oraisa, one can assume that the shliach has indeed carried out the shlichus, and the mishaleach would not have to double check with the shliach to see if the shliach has indeed carried out the shlichus or not, and he could proceed on the assumption that the shliach has carried out his shlichus. Lahalacha, the poskim paskim like Rav Nachman, that by a issa d'oraisa we do not rely on the chazaka shliach oisa shlichusay, and if somebody sends a shliach to do something which is negea to a d'oraisa, one has to check back with the shliach and make sure that indeed the shliach has carried out the shlichus, has done what he was supposed to do. Now, when we learn this Gemara, we might think that we do not really make so many shluchim, so therefore this maskana of shliach oisa shlichusay or eina oisa shlichusay, and this that we are choshesh that by issa d'oraisa we cannot neman that a shliach is oisa shlichusay unless we check back with him, would not be negayat us. However, l'chaira, there are two or three places where this shaila of shliach oisa shlichusay could in fact be negea to us. The first issue is mechiras chametz. Very few of us sell our chametz directly to the guy, but most of us make the rav, the shliach, to go ahead and to sell our shliach to the guy. Now, I believe that nobody, or almost nobody, goes back to the rav and asks the rav, did you indeed sell my chametz? Did you indeed carry out my shlichus? And the question is, why not? L'chaira, owning chametz on Pesach is an issa d'oraisa. Therefore, if a person is telling the rav to sell his chametz for him, the shlichus which he is making the rav a shliach to sell his chametz is negeya to preventing him from being even issa d'oraisa of bal yiro bal yimotze of owning chametz on Pesach. If we paskin like Reb Nachman, and that Reb Nachman says that by a d'oraisa we cannot rely on shliach oisa shlichusay, how come we do not have to go back to the Rav and ask the Rav whether or not he indeed sold the chametz or not? Now, you could taina maybe that since we are mevatel the chametz, since every person, after he burns his chametz in Erev Pesach, he's mevatel the chametz. He says, kol chamira v'chamia, and he is mevatel the chametz. So therefore, even if the Rav, for some reason, did not sell the chametz to the guy, l'chayra, the bittel would kick in. And since the bittel would kick in, and chametz, which a person was mevatel, one is not over by Rav, by Yimotz, midaraisa. In other words, midaraisa, bittel ba'alma is enough. If a person has chametz, a lot of chametz, and he goes ahead, and he's mevatelet, he says it's hefker, he says ka'afra da'ara, shayel exactly how bittel works, he's no longer over by Yiroa Ba'al Yimotzei. Chazal were mesakein that one should not rely on bittel, and one should also get the chametz out of his possession, physically, either by being mevar, by destroying it, or by selling it, or giving it to a non-Jew. Since we are mevatel, the chametz, at the end of the Zman Heter Chametz, as the Zman Heter Chametz is about to begin, so one can argue that since the Chametz was mevutal, so we are no longer dealing with an Issa D'Raisa, we're only dealing with the Issa D'Rabbanan, that Chazal said one should not rely on Bittel only, and therefore one can assume by Issa D'Rabbanan, Chazoka Shliach Oysa Shlichusay. This mahalach could be is slightly problematic, because, after all, when a person is mevatel his chametz, he does not have in mind to mevatel the chametz which the Rav sold to the guy. Especially if a person owns a large amount of chametz, it was definitely not his intention to go ahead and mevatel that chametz. It was his intention to sell that chametz and to mevatel the little bits and pieces which were left behind. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says such a svar. The Al Mechiras Chametz has to be looked at as an Issa D'Raisa, because he does not have in mind to be Mevatel the Chametz. And the truth is, when we look in Mishneh Berurah and we talk about which Kinyanim are valid by Mechiras Chametz, it's a complicated issue. Which Kinyanim work to sell something to a guy, for a guy to be kaina, when a guy cannot physically make a mashicha, the Mishneh Berurah is very concerned with all sorts of various kinyanim. And we make multiple kinyanim. L'chayr, the reason why we're so concerned is because we're concerned about the Issa D'Raisa. We're not seimich on just kinyanim d'rabbanim. We want to go ahead and make kinyanim, which work even mid'Raisa. It would seem from there that the Mishneh Berurah also is neming on that our Mechiras Chametz is a D'Raisa Dika transaction. We don't rely and say, look, it's only a D'Rabbanan because of the Bittel, therefore we're makbid exactly on the Kinyanan that we make, and based on that, L'Chaira, we are still back with our Shaila, why do we not have to double check with the Rav, how can we rely on Chazok HaShliach Oysa Shlichusay? Rav Moshe Sternbach, in the Truas van Hagas, he addresses this Shaila. And he says that the Rav is a pile. And since the Rav is a pile, by a pile, a paid shliach, we would say shliach oysa shlichusay. Chaim Eiser also says that by a paid shliach, or at least he's mistapik, that by a paid shliach, we should say even by a deraisa, that chazaka shliach oysa shlichusay. And Rav Moshe Sternbach says that the minig to go ahead and to pay the Rav, what Shas Mechiras Chametz has to do with this, to make the Rav into a true payel, somebody who is working for you, a paid worker. A paid worker, we would say that he is Mekayim, what he was Mekavel to do, what he was paid to do, and we could rely on this. And he says that even though most Rabbanim are on salaries anyway, so therefore they're anyway a payel to take care of all the needs of the Kehillah. But since many people sell their chametz to the Rav, who is not their salaried Rav, so again, the money which one gives to the Rav, B'shas Mechiras Chametz, would take care of this issue to make him into a payel that we can assume that Shliach Oysa Shlichusay. Another area where we come on to this issue is what's negeya to paying payalim. If a person has a payal, a Yiddish payal, so there's a mitzvah say deraisa b'yoyimay titein scharay, and there's a loisa say if one is over, if he does not pay him in the proper time. a pale yom, a pale laila, if one does not pay him at the proper time, there is a loisase. The Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, it brings b'shem the Prima Godim, that the Prima Godim is mistapik, what happens if a person has to go away, and he gives the money to a shliach to go ahead and to pay the worker. Can he rely that the shliach indeed paid the worker or not? And the Chofetz Chaim brings down Avas Chesed that it's Yitachin that one cannot rely on the shliach that he paid the worker, since we're dealing over here with a loisei midaraisa, a loisei a baltolin. So by the raisas, we pass like Reb Nachman that we do not say shliach oise shlichusai. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim is mistapik whether such an arrangement is good enough. Now, his case was that the person is going away. He wants to leave the money with the shliach. You remember the Chofetz Chaim was talking before there were cell phones and text messaging. So therefore, when a person went away, it was impossible for him to go ahead and check up on the shliach. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim is mistapik whether this arrangement is adequate or not. The nafka mina b'zman hazeh would be that it would seem that if somebody leaves a shliach to go ahead and to pay his poel for him, he should contact the shliach with some of our digital technology and find out whether the shliach in fact did pay the poel or not. So in the times of the Chofetz Chaim feels that it's not a satisfactory arrangement, and b'zman hazeh, it would be incumbent on the mishaleach, in other words, Baal Bayis, to check up on the shliach to make sure whether the payal was paid. You could have, and this might often be the case, that the shliach is a paid shliach. That the shliach is, you know, like a foreman or the head of a division, and he's actually handing out the checks to the payalim. So in that case, if he's a paid shliach, you'd have the same leniency cited in the Tshuvas Van Hagas. In the Pisrei Choshen, he makes another point. And he says over there that the lav of Loisolin is Loisolin Pula Socher Itcha Ad Beiker. There's only a lav of Loisolin if it's Itcha, if you are being Me'akev the money. Therefore, the Pisrei Choshen says that if you were to go ahead and tell the Pail before you leave on the trip that the money is available to him by the Shliach, then even if the shliach does not actually pay the payel, since the payel knows where to go to pick up his money, and he knows that the check is sitting there waiting for him to be picked up, so it would not be itcha. It would not be a withheld payment, and therefore, even if the shliach does not actually pay him, he forgets, and even if the pile does not pick up the check, if the pile knows he could pick up the check, so then one is probably not oyer baltolin. The only thing is that the mitzvah say of b'yoyimei titein scharai, one would also not be mekayim, since the person was not actually paid. The third case where this could come up is by mishleach manas. The achrayim discuss if somebody sends mishleach manas with a shliach, does he have to check up with the shliach? Do we say shliach oise shlichusai or not? Can we assume that the shliach manas was given? Or does one have to go ahead and bepayel check up with the shliach to make sure that he actually did it? And the shayla, the discussion is that mishleach manas is midivrei kabbalah. And since mishleach manas is midivrei kabbalah, it's possible that divrei kabbalah should have the same halacha as a d'oraisa. In certain areas, divrei kabbalah does have the same halachas of a d'oraisa. The Tzuri Evan says, l'moshel, by a suffix in divrei kabbalah, we go l'chumra. However, in other areas, divrei kabbalah has the same chaymer as a d'rabbanan. And the Paiskim discuss, Chaim Eizer talks about it, there's a michta from Shlomo Kayin Vilna to Reb Chaim Eizer, where they discuss whether Mishleach Manas one can say Chazok Ashteach Oysa Shtichusai, and Lamaskana, both the Rishlai Mikhaim Vilna and the Rishlaim Oyser agree that one can rely on the Shliach, but for different reasons. I just wanted to be Mesif and be Mesayim that the Arach Reinim who say, there's a Meiser Keach which says that if you know for sure the Shliach was Maschil the Shlichus, then L'chuli Alma we say that the Chazaka that he was Gamer the Shlichus. In other words, the whole Shaila in our Gemara is what you Amana Shliach, and you don't know whether he even started the Shlichus. On that we have a Machlaikis, whether we say Chazaka Shliach Oysa Shlichusai or not by a Deraisa. However, if we know the Shliach started his Shlichus, and our Shaila is whether the Shliach was Goymer his Shlichus, so the Meiser Keach says that Bechaigavna, everybody agrees that we say Chazaka Shliach Oysa Shlichus, Goymer Shlichusai. We say Chazaka Shliach Goymer Shlichusai, and therefore, if you know that the Shliach started Shlichus, according to the Meiser Keach, even by an Issa Deraisa, we could name on that he completed his Shlichus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.